Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Good morning, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1008. And today's show is a nice one. It's one where I answer a question from someone who asks whether they should embed their LinkedIn URL into their resume. Hope you find the show helpful. Please give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And if you have a question for me, please feel free to send it to me through LinkedIn. We need to be connected. So send a connection request first to linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from you folks who listen to the show. It helps me know that I've been helpful. And if you're interested in my coaching you, you know, helping you throughout your search or with some element of your search, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's information there that will help you decide how to use me best. And if you're not sure, reach out to me. Ask me questions. In the meantime, now, let's get going. And the question for today is, tell me, what's the question? Should I include my LinkedIn URL on my resume or CV? Now, every time I answer a question, it seems like I'm answering yes, but. But if it fits, I'm going to say it. Yes, but. Here's the but. First of all, let me say the yes. I think firms are going to check your background regardless. They're looking for congruence between what you say on your resume and what's on your LinkedIn profile. Why do they do this? Because people lie. They exaggerate one component of their background and minimize others. And suddenly you discover that this programmer, I'm using programmer as an example, who's applying for a job doing Java development, has been doing primarily C# or worse, C programming for most of their career. In the last 6 months, they've been working in Java, and it shows on their LinkedIn profile. Again, an exaggerated example, but it is some of the things that you find here. You find dates that are different on the LinkedIn profile from what's on the resume. How stupid can you be? So understand that if you're going to put a URL, as you should, because it makes it more convenient for people, because they're going to look for you anyway, and better that they find you easily than someone else who looks or acts like you. Or has a similar background to you and rejects the resume because their background just seems weird to them and they're confused. After all, you know, trust me, I've only done this for 40 some odd years. There are people with identical names working for the same large firm. And suddenly you discover something incongruent about the wrong person's background. So just make it easy for them. You know, you can put the link on not as the full link, but underneath your name, city, state, zip code. You don't have to put the address, just city, state, zip code. I've covered that in other videos. Phone number where you want to be called, put your mobile number there. Please don't put a home number where you're going to wait until you get home from work that night, forget to check messages, wait another day, and then get pissed off at the recruiters who, you know, are in your inbox and they've called once or maybe twice because you haven't gotten back to them. And it's your mistake, but you're pissed at them. Just put the LinkedIn profile in your resume. You can say, you know, LinkedIn profile, embed it, make it a live link, you know, embed the URL in whatever text you write on your resume so people can find you quickly. After all, the things that you do to inspire confidence by being smart about your presentation seem small, but they build on themselves like blocks or bricks in a building, and suddenly you have a very firm structure there. And firms love to see things They love to talk to people who inspire confidence. They don't like to hesitate, because when they hesitate, you know, they pause for a second and normally go on to something else. So just make it easy. Put your LinkedIn URL underneath your name, city, state, zip code in particular is important, phone number that you want to be called at. Check your phone messages if it's on your mobile when you go to lunch or before the end of your workday. Respond to messages, you know, when you get them. Don't wait until you get home to write a message back with your time and availability. Just call. It'll take you 15, 20 minutes tops to have a quick chat with someone about your background. And I'll simply say, just do it. It will serve you well, and it doesn't take a lot of effort. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.